Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. Today's show is dedicated to American entrepreneur, cartoonist, and animator Walt Disney. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org, or you may contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Recently, the New Heights Educational Group released February's newsletter that is filled with lots of information and interesting facts for everyone to enjoy. I would like to share some cool facts from the newsletter on today's show. Did you know that you breathe an average about 5 million times a year? The average lead pencil will write a line about 35 miles long, or approximately 50,000 English words. The average person spends 2 weeks of their lifetime waiting for the light to change from red to green. It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it. The present population is expected to rise to 15 million by the year 2080. For more cool and weird facts, along with other news, check out the February 2016 New Heights Educational Group newsletter. Now back to today's show on Walt Disney. To start off our program today, I would like to share a quote with you from Walt Disney. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walter Elias Walt Disney was born on December 5, 1901, in the Hermosa section of Chicago, Illinois. His father was Elias Disney, an Irish-Canadian, and his mother, Flora Call Disney, was German-American. Disney was one of five children, four boys and a girl. He lived most of his childhood in Missouri, where he began drawing, painting, and selling pictures to neighbors and family friends. In 1911, his family moved to Kansas City, where Disney developed a love for trains. His uncle, Mike Martin, was a train engineer who worked the route between Fort Madison, Iowa, and Marceline. Later, Disney would work a summer job with a railroad, selling snacks and newspapers to travelers. Disney attended McKinley High School in Chicago, where he took drawing and photography classes, and was a contributing cartoonist for the school paper. At night, he took courses at the Chicago Art Institute. When Disney was 16, he dropped out of school to join the Army, but was rejected for being underage. Instead, he joined the Red Cross and was sent to France for a year to drive an ambulance. When Disney returned from France in 1919, he moved back to Kansas City to pursue a career as a newspaper artist. His brother Roy got him a job at the Pessman Rubin Art Studio, where he met cartoonist Ubi Ewerks, better known as Ub Ewerks. From there, Disney worked at the Kansas City Film Ad Company, where he made commercials based on cutout animation. Time, Disney began experimenting with a camera, doing hand-drawn cell animation, and decided to open his own animation business. From the ad company, he recruited Fred Harmon as his first employee. Walt and Harmon made a deal with a local Kansas City theater to screen their cartoons, which they called Laugh-O-Grams. The cartoons were hugely popular, and Disney was able to acquire his own studio, upon which he bestowed the same name. Laugh-O-Gram hired a number of employees, including Harmon's brother Hugh and Ewerks. They did a series of 7-minute fairy tales that combined both live action and animation, which they called Alice in Cartoonland. By 1923, however, the studio had become burdened with debt, and Disney was forced to declare bankruptcy. Disney and his brother Roy soon pooled their money and moved to Hollywood. Ewerks also relocated to California, and there the three began the Disney Brothers Studio. Their first deal was with New York distributor Margaret Winkler to distribute their Alice cartoons. They also invented a character called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and contracted the shorts at $1,500,000 each. In 1925, Disney hired an ink and paint artist named Lillian Bounce. After a brief courtship, the couple married. A few years later, Disney discovered that Winkler and her husband, Charles Mintz, had stolen the rights to Oswald, along with all of Disney's animators, except for Ewerks. Right away, the Disney brothers, their wives, and Ewerks produced 3 cartoons featuring a new character Walt had been developing called Mickey Mouse. The first animated shorts featuring Mickey were Plain Crazy and The Galloping Gaucho, both silent films for which they failed to find distribution. When sound made its way into film, Disney created a third sound and music-equipped short called Steamboat Willie. With Walt as the voice of Mickey, the cartoon was an instant sensation. In 1929, Disney created Silly Symphony, which featured Mickey's newly created friends, including Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and Pluto. One of the most popular cartoons, Flowers and Trees, was the first to be produced in color and to win an Oscar. In 1933, The Three Little Pigs and its title song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, became a theme for the country in the midst of the Great Depression. On December 21st, in 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length animated film, premiered in Los Angeles. It produced $1.499 million in spite of the Depression and won a total of 8 Oscars. During the next 5 years, Walt Disney Studios completed another string of full-length animated films: Pinocchio in 1940, Fantasia 1940, Dumbo in 1941, and Bambi in 1942. In December of 1939, a new campus for Walt Disney Studios was opened in Burbank. A setback for the company occurred in 1941, however, when there was a strike by Disney animators. Many of them resigned, and it would be years before the company fully recovered. During the mid-1940s, Disney created packaged features, which were groups of shorts strung together to run at feature length. But by 1950, he was once again focusing on animated features. Cinderella was released in 1950, followed by a live-action film called Treasure Island in 1950, Alice in Wonderland, 1951, Peter Pan in 1953, Lady and the Tramp in 1955, Sleeping Beauty in 1959, and 101 Dalmatians in 1961. In all, more than 100 features were produced by his studio, and most of these films became incredibly popular. Disney was also among the first to use television as an entertainment medium. The Zorro and Davy Crockett series were extremely popular with children, as was the Mickey Mouse Club, a variety show featuring a cast of teenagers known as the Mouseketeers. Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color was a popular Sunday night show, which Disney used to begin promoting his new. Disney's last major success that he produced himself was the motion picture Mary Poppins in 1964, which mixed live action and animation. Disney's $17 million Disneyland theme park opened on July 17, 1955, in Anaheim, California, with actor and future U.S. President Ronald Reagan presiding over the activities on what was once an orange grove. After the opening day involving several mishaps, including the distribution of thousands of counterfeit invitations, the site became known as a place where children and their families could explore, enjoy rides, and meet the Disney characters. In a very short time, the park had increased its investment tenfold and was entertaining tourists from around the world, with the original site having some attendance ups and downs over the years. Disneyland has expanded its rides over time and branched out globally, with parks in Tokyo, Paris, and Hong Kong, with a Shanghai location slated to open in the spring of 2016. Sister property California Adventure also opened in 2001. Within a few years of the opening, Disney began plans for a new theme park and experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow in Florida. It was still under construction when, in 1966, Disney was diagnosed with lung cancer. He died on December 15, 1966, at the age of 65. After his brother's death, Roy carried on the plans to finish the Florida theme park under the name Walt Disney World. And I would like to share an interesting fact about Walt Disney with you today. And Walt Disney is actually known as being the person to have won more Academy Awards than anyone else. Disney holds the record for most individual Oscar wins at 22 and nominations at 59. In 1932, at the 5th Academy Awards ceremony, he earned his inaugural award in the Best Short Subject Cartoon category for Flowers and Trees, which used the new three-strip Technicolor process. Disney went on to win the same category at the next seven Oscar ceremonies. He scored one Best Picture nomination for 1964's Mary Poppins, but lost to My Fair Lady. Mary Poppins did, however, rack up wins in five other Oscar categories, including Best Leading Actress, given to main actor Julie Andrews. Disney also received 4 honorary Oscars, including one handed out in 1932 for creating Mickey Mouse, another in 1939 for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Child actress Shirley Temple presented Disney with the award, which consisted of a regular size statuette along with 7 miniature versions as a nod to the dwarf, and a third in 1942 for Fantasia and its contribution to sound design. So while Disney was certainly a prominent figure in both television and the cartoon world, and he is an extremely well-known as being the creator and the start of the entire Disney franchise. To end our program, I would like to share yet another quote with you from the legendary and incredibly talented Walt Disney. Moving forward, opening new doors, and doing new things. Because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. Thank you to everyone for tuning into this week's show. Next week, I will be talking about my trips to Vietnam and South Korea, including the places that I visited while there. Don't forget that my show is available as an audio podcast on iTunes, where you can find and listen to all of the previous episodes. Have a wonderful rest of the week, everyone, and take care. Bye, guys.